Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information. AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Supervisor Jack Seward Jr. about his reappointment to the Mental Health and Disability Services Commission by the governor.
Now the terms are for 2 years, and you're term limited to two terms. So I am now going to begin, I think the term runs from 1 May to the next May. So my second term will begin in May if I'm confirmed by the Senate. That still has to happen yet. Just because I'm named by the governor doesn't mean the Senate's going to. I don't know that I'll have any trouble getting through Senate confirmation. In any case, the makeup of the commission is largely people that are dealing with it at the ground level. And the commission has a statutory duty to produce a report every 2 years to the legislature and to the governor about how we see the mental health and disability services operations in Iowa are and what recommendations we would have for them. So this is the report that was just authored and approved in December. I think it was issued in, released to the public through HHS. I think it was in January. Might have been February, but I believe that. And this is the biennial report. I have to point out that another report that is put out by HHS, and these are the bureaucrats from HHS, put this one out. And this does not quite agree with the commission's report. So the commission is made up of a whole bunch of people that are not involved in state government or in HHS. This is HHS's analysis of where things are at. And those two reports don't quite agree. So my background is I was first elected as a county supervisor in 2012 was the election. I took office in 2013. In 2013, the state of Iowa, under Governor Branstad at the time, decided that they were going to kind of redesign the way mental health and disability services were delivered. At that time, it was totally every county had their own what they call a central point of contact, CPC, and that's our Bobby Wolf. The CPC was a central point of contact for all of mental health and disability services. It was a county-by-county thing, and if there was any cooperation between counties, it was done between CPC to CPC, and things were working pretty well. So in 2013, the state started thinking about, let's spread the wealth a little bit. We'll form regions, and that way counties can share with one another, like if one county doesn't have enough resources to provide a certain service, maybe if the two of them go together, they could have a resource that could share between counties. So the state basically said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to make you form regions for that purpose. And the state didn't give us a lot of guidelines as far as how the regions were going to be formed. From 2014 on, I feel very, very lucky to have been in Southeast Iowa because the 8 counties that went together to form the SEAL region, the Southeast Iowa Link to Mental Health and Disability Services, the SEAL region made up of 8 counties in Southeast Iowa, all were of basically the same mind of how to go about doing things. We all worked well together. We've been, whatever the state has said we needed to do, we've been fairly successful in doing it. I've been the vice chair of that region ever since it was formed in 2014. And just this year, 2023 now, I'm the chair of the region. I've also done a lot of lobbying, and I speak on behalf of the regions and mental health and disability services through ISAC. And in the last 2 or 3 years, I've been able to get a seat on the executive board of the supervisors affiliate to the ISAC, Iowa State Association of Counties. And I think it was probably because of my outreach and being outspoken about mental health and disability services that somebody suggested that I should put in for the spot on the commission. So I'm still doing it.
Sounds like you have another year ahead of you of some work.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Well, thank you for talking with me this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That was Washington County Supervisor Jack Seward Jr. joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about his reappointment to the Mental Health and Disability Services Commission. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.